I want to just take you back to a series of words which we learned, which in English end in Asian and in Dutch end in Azi. Things like operation, combination, information, which in Dutch are operation is
operatie.
Combination would be
Combinatie.
And information.
Informatie.
Now the nice thing about these is that they also have verbs to go with them. As you know, operation would have to
operate.
To operate. Combination.
Combine.
To combine. Okay. Well, in Dutch, these words ending in atie, when you turn them into verbs, they end in eren, like in to try, which is
Proberen.
That's right. So, to operate becomes opereren. To combine would be
Combineren.
To inform is
Informeren.
That's right. Informeren. So we have opereren, combineren and informeren. So, just to say, I wanted to have information would be
Ik wilde informatie hebben.
Ik wilde informatie hebben. How would you say, I wanted to combine it?
Ik wilde het combineren.
Ik wilde het combineren. How would you say, I wanted to inform him?
Ik wilde hem informeren.
Ik wilde hem informeren. How would you say, we had to inform her? We had to?
We mogen.
What is I have to? I must?
Zou. No.
Must. Moeten. That's right.
Ja. We moesten.
That's it. We had to. We moesten. To inform her.
We moesten haar informeren.
We moesten haar informeren. The word for the repair is also an artsy word. So, the repair might be?
Reparatie.
Very good. And the verb to go with that would be?
Repareren.
Excellent. How would you say, I'm going to repair it?
Ik ga het repareren.
How would you say, I could repair it? I was able to repair it? There are never any T's in the past, in the trigger verbs with the past tense.
Ik kon het repareren.
How would you say, I couldn't repair it?
Ik kan het niet repareren.
And I really want to hear that or, because it sounds a little bit like can.
Ik kon het niet repareren.
That's really good. Ik kon het niet repareren.